From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The family of a Charlotte, North Carolina man shot and killed by police has released cell phone video footage that Keith Lamont Scott's wife recorded in the moments leading up to Tuesday's fatal shooting.
Don't shoot him. Don't shoot him. He has no weapon.
The cell phone video does not show whether Scott was brandishing a gun when he was being confronted by officers. However, his wife can be heard pleading with officers not to shoot him and for her husband to get out of his vehicle. As the standoff continues, she had heard insisting he is unarmed as police demand 11 times that Scott drop the gun. Gunshots then ring out, and Scott can be seen lying prone in the street. Scott was killed Tuesday in the parking lot of an apartment complex by an African-American officer who was there to arrest someone else. Meanwhile, the governor of North Carolina has praised residents of Charlotte for showing restraint and helping to reduce violence Thursday night. Governor Pat McCrory said at a news conference that Thursday's demonstrations, the third night of protests following the deadly shooting Tuesday, had shown, in his words, the best of Charlotte. McCrory said that the State Bureau of Investigation is now handling the case.
The State Bureau of Investigation has initiated the investigation regarding the initial shooting that drew the protest. I do want to let you know that they've actually been working on this for several days, and up to this point in time, they have already identified and interviewed, they believe, most of the critical witnesses.
McCrory, who was once mayor of Charlotte, said the police chief had requested to continue the National Guard's presence through Sunday. This is VOA News.